Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome, everyone. It is January 28th, 2015. This is Molly McCord, and you're listening to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. It is the third year of this podcast, of this radio show. It's been going on for 3 years. I can't believe it. And I am grateful for your time and your presence because I know you're busy. And I hope that each episode brings you something valuable on your journey, helps you in some way, or at least provide some insights that you've been looking for. And that's what today's show is all about. Today, I answer your top spirituality questions, and we have some really good ones. I did not do this type of show in December, so there are some questions from December that you sent in. Thank you for your patience, and I hope that this is timely information for you and that when you ask a question, it helps everyone listening on some level, because even if this isn't a question you have, you might find yourself in conversation with someone who brings up the same topic. You know, synchronicity works like that. So I hope you get some good insights from today's show. We have some new guests coming on the program later in February, and I'm looking forward to speaking with them. Mira Kelly is going to be here. She's going to talk about past life regressions, and that is going to be a wonderful conversation. Then we're going to meet up again with Jim Phillips, and he's going to talk about moving from inspiration to intention. That'll actually be the beginning of March. Also in February, we're going to talk about forgiveness and why we withhold forgiveness. Why do we do that sometimes? Well, there's always a reason. So we're going to explore that topic. And then, of course, I'll be sharing with you more astrology information because March is a big astrological month. So some great topics coming up. You can always subscribe to this program on Blog Talk Radio. And when you subscribe, you'll get email reminders about the program and about the next episode. And I know that many of you listen on iTunes. And you can also listen on Stitcher. Stitcher is a free app, and it's on Android. So if you need to listen on your Android phone, that's where you can find this program, is on Stitcher. So those are the general announcements for right now. And I'm going to just dive in to your questions. And I always like to start by telling you a sincere thank you, because I appreciate that you reach out. And I hope that this information is exactly what you are looking for. So I want to start with the first question from Priya. Priya, I hope I'm saying your name properly. It's a beautiful name. Your question here was really profound, I felt. You said, I feel my job here is complete. So I seek nirvana and pray to God to call me. This way I can help my loved ones and be their spirit guide. What should I do? Well, Priya, this is a big question because essentially you're feeling that your time here in your human experience is complete and is done. And I want to first honor that in the sense that you know your journey and you know what your journey has been about up to this point. However, we're always still present here for a reason. And you are here because you still have work to do in your human self. And one way to look at this is to see, are you fully present in your life experiences and in your body? Are you fully present here on the planet, on the earth? Are you feeling connected to your human experience still? And I feel like I guess one question I have for you back, Priya, is do you feel that you're avoiding something or trying to escape from something instead of embracing your breath, embracing the present moment? And are you focusing enough on joy? Because there's much joy that we have access to in our daily lives when we make it a priority. And if you're not feeling that joy on some level, it could also be why you think it's time to move forward or to move on. So look at how you are actively practicing joy in your life. And is it a priority? Are you feeling connected and that you're here for a reason? You're here for a purpose. And our minds can think, okay, then what's that reason? Then what's that purpose? Well, being human has all these incredible experiences associated with it, including the experience of our senses and smelling the rain, touching the grass, watching a bonfire. Those types of things are so amazing in a sense. You know, those are things that we can't experience in spiritual form because those are only physical manifestations of energy. So, Priya, what I would recommend is first to ground yourself. Really ground yourself here. Claim your power, claim your energy here, and focus on your joy now, here, on a daily basis. What brings you joy? Where do you go to feel happiness and to feel appreciation and gratitude for your human self? Because I feel that you have a disconnection that's a form of possibly just feeling lost, feeling that somewhere else is better, the grass is greener. But if you call back your energy to this moment and to this place, I think you're going to start to feel an opening to more of the gifts of this human experience. And I feel like if you want to help your loved ones and to be their spirit guide, start by helping them now in your current incarnation by being the best of you. This is a deeper question, and I'm I'm wanting to honor your energy and not get too personal. However, you need to take care of yourself right now and to not be self-sacrificing. This, again, is about coming back to you, coming back to yourself, and asking, this is what I'm hearing, asking your angels, God, the universe, how can I be of service in my life now? What can I do in my human self that I cannot do elsewhere? So that's what I would suggest, Priya, is to ask new questions. What is my next best step? What is my new path? How can I find joy right now? Because I don't feel that it's time for you to go. I feel like there's just a void that you're trying to fill, and that it's about asking some new questions that are going to bring you the new answers that you seek. So I hope that provides some clarity and understanding, because, again, I think you have more happiness and joy here to experience. So thank you. Thank you for that beautiful, honest question. Okay, so let me ask this next question here. We have from Gabriella GF. I've been feeling pressure on my temples and also the top of my head. I've been feeling lightheaded and almost outer body experiences. What does this mean? Okay, well, this is quite cool. Even though it can feel disorienting, you could feel spinning, dizziness. All of that is about energy that's moving out and through you. It can also be energy that's coming in through you. So that's a personal determination. But what this means is that there's some openings in your energy field, and the pressure on your temples is actually a symptom of ascension. Feeling lightheaded, a symptom of ascension. Outer body experiences, symptoms of ascension. And this is all about how you're raising your vibration and raising your energy field. These symptoms won't last forever, but it's important to intentionally work with this energy. Lots of water and meditation, simply taking even 5 minutes to quiet your mind. What I think can help too is to see the energy as a certain color moving through you, and that it's supporting you. Actually, the energy is looking for a way to work with you. But it's a higher energy that is integrating into your personal energy field. And it's needing there needs to be a release as well. Behind your head, at the bottom part of your skull, at the back, is where energy exits. It's called the prana field. It's at the base of the skull, at the back. I would visualize energy moving out, moving through you. I'd also make sure that you're focusing on grounding yourself, that you're focusing on grounding your physical body, that you're directing energy down into your feet. These simple visualizations can help move the energy through any time these symptoms appear. And usually they happen in waves. Like, it could be that you feel these symptoms for a few weeks and then they're gone. It's also connected to the bigger cosmic energies, the bigger galactic energies that are happening right now. A lot of it stems from the sun, from solar energy that comes through to the planet. And as you raise your vibration, you become more in tune with this energy. You become more sensitive to it, if you will. You're feeling it. So I would keep it moving And just focus on really simple things right now. You want to focus on, again, water, exercise, meditation, and having a visualization so that when you feel that pressure on your temples, you see it as a color and you have a way of moving it through your body and also out through that back point at the base of your skull, that prana point. So these, again, these symptoms don't usually last a long time. It can also be a big activation of your crown chakra. The seventh chakra, the crown chakra, that's right above your head. It can be that you're getting lots of downloads of energy coming through. So that can be dizziness. That can be lightheadedness. Keep that energy moving down through your body when you feel that way. And again, ground it. And that will help guide it through you and minimize the effects here. So that's a great question because it is a symptom of ascension. And you might also feel really hungry. And part of feeling hungry is a grounding, a requirement for grounding. Your body is processing so much energy that it needs to be grounded. So make sure you're eating protein and really high-quality foods. Awesome question. I can certainly relate to those symptoms. In fact, I will sometimes feel the energy on my crown chakra when I'm going to sleep, or I'll wake up in the middle of the night and feel it, and that's how I know that I'm also getting a download of energy. And so it's quite normal. But it can be a little bit discerning or disconcerting when you're thinking, what is going on? But that's what it is. So thank you for that question. Here's another good question. Do items touching my skin, such as jewelry and eyeglasses, affect my chi and auric field? Question is from Melissa. Does jewelry and glasses constantly touching my skin, temples, and nose bridge affect my chi flow and auric field? So everything has an energy. All jewelry, glasses, anything that we put on ourselves has an energy field. And what I would recommend is making sure that you're, first of all, selecting pieces of jewelry and accessories that you really like, because it makes sure that you're really resonating with it. In fact, you could find that the glasses you've been wearing for years, you just don't like them anymore because your vibration has changed and you want new glasses, or you want new jewelry. Your style has changed. So make sure, first of all, that you're really selecting items that you really like and really represent you. You know, you feel that resonance with them. Then you want to make sure that you do energetically clean items, and you can do that in a few ways. You can literally clean items with your, glass cleaner or jewelry cleaner. I know there's certain things you can use to clean silver. Make sure that you're choosing items that have a high integrity material. Because, for example, if you were to wear really cheap jewelry, it would have a different vibration than quality jewelry pieces. So make sure that you're choosing, again, pieces that really resonate with you. And I would make sure that you're energetically cleaning items that touch your skin, because everything has an energetic vibration. Now, if your glasses are hurting you, if they're hurting your temples or your nose bridge, you know, that could be a fit. It could make sure that they're properly fitted for your face, making sure that that is good to go. And I'm hearing lightness, making sure things aren't too heavy. That's what I'm hearing right now. Is that if anything is too heavy, like if a piece of jewelry is too heavy, or your glasses feel heavy on your face, it's going to affect your energy and how you carry yourself. But in terms of your auric field and your chi flow, usually if these items resonate with you, if they're of a solid integrity and the right vibration, they won't affect your chi flow, your auric field so much. But you might need to be energetically clearing them. You can smudge every piece. You can visualize it being cleaned with white light. You can energetically clear jewelry with crystals. You can clear it with crystals, such as placing your glasses next to certain crystals at night. You can also clear with certain essences. I'm hearing like a flower essence. Anything of the earth will help to clear energies. That's why crystals work, flower essences, smudging. So I would just make sure you do that regularly. But otherwise, Melissa, it shouldn't affect your chi flow or your auric field unless it's not the right vibration for you. So, okay. I feel that that is, I'm just listening for any other information or insights to share. Just make sure that you're upgrading any of your accessories. Oh, anything you buy used needs to be energetically cleared. Even if it's a hand-me-down from a grandma or a sister or a friend, all of that needs to be energetically cleared out. And you can do that with the smudging, with flower essences. Just a simple visualization. Because when people wear jewelry, it accumulates their energy. And so you want to clear it out before you wear it. So I hope that answers your question there. I think it's a great question because jewelry and eyeglasses and things that we wear like that, we can take for granted and not understand how they are energetic pieces. So yes, you want to be clearing them, but if they are the right vibration for you, they are not going to negatively affect your chi or auric field. So thank you, Melissa, for that question. So now we have an astrology question. Can you explain what it means when a planet leaves one zodiac sign and enters another? It seems like that happens a lot, but sometimes they're more important than others. So, what it means when a planet leaves one zodiac sign and enters another. So, I'm going to assume this is not about the sun leaving a zodiac sign, but rather any planet, such as Mercury, Venus, Mars, Saturn, and so on. Every planet moves through the zodiac at a different speed. And so they're all at a different pace. Mercury moves very fast, whereas Saturn takes about 3 years to move through one zodiac sign. And Pluto, which is the furthest away from us, the furthest away from the sun, actually, takes the longest through one astrological sign. So every planet moves at a different pace. It's on a different cycle. And so when one of the faster moving signs moves in to a new zodiac sign, it's moving through to a new phase of a cycle. The zodiac, all 12 zodiac signs represent a full cycle of energy from initial creation, which is Aries, all the way through Pisces, which is a completion, and holistic energy. And so every planet is moving through the same cycle of energy, but at a different pace. And so when a planet leaves one zodiac sign and enters another, it's essentially beginning a new phase of a journey, or the next phase, I should say, of the journey. And sometimes it is more significant. For example, in December, I talked about how Saturn was leaving Scorpio and entering Sagittarius. This is significant because Saturn takes about 3 years to move through one astrological sign. So it was in Scorpio for 3 years. Now it's in Sagittarius. It's just beginning that phase in Sagittarius, and it's going to stay there for 3 years. Saturn hasn't been in a sign for 30 years, so it makes it more significant. And then we compare it to a planet such as Mercury, Venus, or Mars, which move faster, and they move through the zodiac. Because they move through the zodiac at a faster pace, they energy is still important, but it doesn't have the same significance, if that makes sense. And I think that's what you're asking. You asked if sometimes some planets changing signs are more important than others. And when we look at Venus, Mars, and Mercury moving through a zodiac sign, these are the ones that are showing us more about our daily lives, our relationships, how we're using our energy. They're called the personal planets. And then we have the outer planets that are more about collective energies, collective lessons, and collective experiences. So, without going too much deeper into all this stuff, planets are always changing zodiac signs. The energy is always in motion, is always changing. And when the outer planets change signs, it's much more significant because they move slower and they usually really dig in to an energy and really make sure that we're learning the lessons, that we're working with that energy fully, and that we're consciously using that energy. So the outer planets are Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And I didn't include Jupiter there because I think Jupiter is more of a, it takes a year to move through a zodiac sign, whereas the other ones take multiple years. So I hope that answers your question, and that was submitted by Dave. Follow up with me, Dave, if you need more understanding, but I hope that helps explain a bit more about how all the planets are constantly interacting and moving through different energies. Next question comes from Stella. Stella says, I finished reading Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, and I have a question about the five types of consciousness you explain. Can these energies overlap? And that's a great question, Stella. Can energies overlap? So I talk about the five types of consciousness as a way for our cerebral, intellectual selves to understand energy better, because we need that. You know, we really need a practical way to understand energies. And at least I know I need that at times for all the ways that spiritual things can be undefined and open. It helps to have a way of putting things into certain categories just for easier understanding. So these five types of consciousness, were channeled. I mean, this information just came through me, and I was just trusting it, as always, and saying, all right, let's work with this. What have we got here? And so the five types of consciousness are meant to understand how different energies exist on the planet. And if you want to check out more about these energies, you can find it on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. And at the top nav bar, just click on five types of consciousness, and you'll see that you can look at all those different, the five types, which are separation consciousness, which is the belief that everything happens to me, the belief that you are separate from your power. Then there is earth consciousness, which is what you see is what you get. Earth consciousness is based on the senses, the five senses, and what can be proven. Consciousness is where we relate to each other from a place of compassion and understanding. I am you and you are me. Heart consciousness is what the planet is opening up to more and more. And we see it as when there are natural disasters, for example, because that's when we reach out and say, we need to help those people. We need to donate food, donate water, donate to the Red Cross. This is where we say, no, I can help them. Then we have awakening consciousness, which is claiming your energy and your power in all ways. It's saying, I am powerful in all ways. Awakening consciousness is where you own all of your experiences and you understand that you have created them for divine reasons. And then there's cosmic consciousness, where you take who you are as an eternal being and say, I am an eternal being in an eternal universe. And this is connecting you to the cosmic puzzle, to cosmic energies, to other planets, to other galaxies. It's looking at ourselves as these huge energies that are bigger than our human selves or our human experiences. So these different types of consciousness are meant to help you see where your belief systems are about yourself and about the world, and how you can essentially claim more of your innate power. And so the question is, can these energies overlap? And I'm going to take that to mean, can these energies overlap within ourselves? And absolutely, absolutely they can. And one of the main ways that you can look at this within yourself is pick an area of your life that feels challenging, overwhelming, or frustrating, or a place where you have struggled. Trust what comes to mind. It could be your career. It could be relationships. It could be financial issues. Just choose an area that you've struggled with. And chances are, this is where you hold the belief that around separation consciousness, which is that your power is outside of you. Everything is energy. Everything is malleable. Energy is always changing and transforming and moving. But you can hold a belief that you're not powerful in certain areas of your life. You can hold unconscious programming that certain parts of your life are out of your control. And then in other areas of your life, let's say your spiritual world, you can feel really powerful. You can hold awakening consciousness energy where you see, I am powerful in all areas of my life, in all ways. I am a soul who is having many experiences, eating these experiences. And so even though you may have separation consciousness in one area of your life, you can have a higher level of consciousness in other areas of your life. So yes, Stella, these energies can absolutely overlap. And I assert that what we are here to do is to raise all energies up to the highest vibration, which is love, and to raise all parts of our human experience up to awakening consciousness, to the understanding that you are powerful in all areas of your life. And so if you do not feel powerful in your career, you can change that around. And you can look at, why did I create that belief that I'm not powerful in my career? And awakening consciousness returns you. You are always powerful, and you can own these lessons, and you can own these experiences. So energies overlap. We are interesting, dynamic, complex beings at times. And the more that we can hold the intention of raising our energy up, the more we will rise up in our consciousness, in our vibration, in our frequency, to love ourselves in all ways. And I believe that's a lifelong practice. It's continual and ongoing. So I hope that answers your question, Stella. Thank you for submitting it. Great question. And thanks for reading my book. I so appreciate it. I never take it for granted. So thank you for reaching out. Okay, one more question here. It's a great one. This is a great question. I want to open up to more of my spiritual gifts in 2015. Any tips or suggestions? This is from Dina F. Dina F. I love this, Dina, because it's such an exciting time to open up to your spiritual gifts. Great question. I know this is on other people's minds, and they hold the same intention. This is where it becomes individual for each of us. And you will feel nudges and synchronicities in areas of your life to explore. So allow the journey to unfold. One of my mentors always said, follow the breadcrumbs. Follow the breadcrumbs. What excites you? What raises your energy? When you think about doing something and it makes you happy and you get inspired and motivated, that right there is an energy clue. It's an energy breadcrumb to follow that path. And it could be so many things. There's so many different types of spiritual gifts. I mean, it could be channeling. It could be tarot. It could be a healing modality or working with energy, like tea. It could be developing your intuitive abilities, your psychic abilities. It could be doing something that works with animals, or spirit guides, or angels. There's so many ways this can show up, and that's what makes it so amazing, is also to see how other people are working with their spiritual gifts and what their spiritual gifts are. Every person has spiritual gifts. Absolutely. Every person is here. Spiritual information to offer the collective and to share. And that can be done on so many different scales. It doesn't have to be a global scale. It could be something you do in your community. It could be something you do with a group of women. There's so many ways to contribute. So look at where you've always held certain interests or curiosities, where you have had some desire to explore. remember the first time I started channeling was in 2009, and I did it through writing. Felt guided to sit down and write out a message I was hearing. And my mind, of course, challenged it, of course, questioned it. And I wrote it out anyways. And what I wrote out was so, it was like, who wrote this? This isn't my voice. But then I realized I was opening up to one of my spiritual gifts I didn't know I had, but I had to be pushed to do it, and I had to trust it. I had to choose to trust it. So that's part of what this is. It's opening up to a new part of yourself that you probably hadn't met before, you didn't know was there, but it's waiting for you, absolutely waiting for you. So trust, again, any messages you're feeling or sensing. It could even be that you're seeing something repeatedly. Like you could constantly be seeing messages about the tarot or messages about crystals. And maybe that is a clue or a hint to follow that interest, to follow that possibility. So above all, have fun with this. Don't stress about it. Don't get too much in your head where you think, I have to figure this out and I have to become an expert or I have to do it a certain way. Have it be your own journey. Make it fun. Make it fun and interesting. And stay open to how it will evolve. I have many clients who are here to offer something that's uniquely yours. It's uniquely their own. So don't feel either that you have to fit into a certain mold or a certain box. Open up to doing things your way, because that is really one of the best gifts we can offer each other, is our own unique style, our own unique understandings. And it's really time for that. It's an innovative time right now. So that is a wonderful question, Dina, and I hope that this gave you some inspiration, some things to check out or follow so that you can, you know, see this as an exciting journey that is meant to bring you to more of your soul signature and your soul self. So thank you for asking that question. I know it's on a lot of people's minds, and that we're all moving through it together. You know, we're all moving through this information together, these new higher understandings of spiritual wisdom. And the more that we open up to ourselves and trust, continually trust, the more that we uplift the planet ultimately, and we help each other know ourselves better. So that was all. What do we have? 7 questions this time. Thank you, everybody. Great questions. Next week is when we're going to talk about forgiveness and why we withhold forgiveness. Then the following week, we're going to also talk a bit more about astrology. So thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time and your presence. I wish you the very best as January ends and February begins. And I will see you right back here, same time, same day. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with one of my all-time favorite songs, One Love. So namaste, my friends, and take good care.
is holy, I'm a Gideon.